Oliver Callan on RTÉ Radio 1, sponsored by Get Set Go. Get comprehensive car insurance today at getsetgo.ie.
Now, Senior Line is Ireland's national telephone service for older people in the country, and they've begun preparing for what is one of the busiest periods of the year. Ethna Doyle is a volunteer with Senior Line, and she's on the phone line. Good afternoon, Ethna.
Good afternoon, Oliver, and thank you for having us on the phone.
Not at all. You're very good on the phone, from what I hear. And tell me, you've been doing this for how long?
10 years.
10 years. Very. And it's all voluntary. Yep. You're giving up your time.
We are giving up our time, voluntary, absolutely. You know,
there are 75 of you specially trained. How did you start and get involved?
Well, I have to tell you, I was in church one day and it was in the church notice.
Yeah.
And could we help? And I said, well, I'm going to give it a try. And I went on the training program. And it was for me. And I love helping people and love listening to people, which is probably the main thing, you know.
You had recently lost someone, I believe. Is that one of the reasons sort of prompted you to go and help people?
Oh, I did, yes. I lost my mother at the time and yeah. I was kind of in, had a free few hours, you know. So I joined Senior Line and I said, yeah, take up something, give back something, you know.
That was a very good idea, kind of sensible advice for yourself as well, wasn't it, to get active and do something?
Absolutely, absolutely, without a shadow of a doubt, you know. Yeah.
The training you would have had to start, it's ongoing, you keep getting refreshed.
We keep getting refreshed every time, we do indeed, on a regular basis and have regular meetings, etc., you know.
And when you started out, you were doing the phone calls from where?
I was working from the Royal Hospital in Donnybrook when we started out, but then COVID kicked in.
Uh-huh.
And we had to kind of change that routine. So we did an operation from home. We would transfer the line to my office at the house, you know.
Yeah, yeah. And so now you're doing it all the time from home?
I do it all the time, yes. I work once a week, literally all the time.
And what hours would you do now, one day a week?
I say we have 7 to 10 I would work, or alternatively, we have 10 to 1,
yeah.
Which is the first one, 1 to 4, 4 to 7, 7 to 10. So every 3 hours we have a different volunteer on the line. So we have a selection of volunteers, you know.
And when people call, what are you hearing from them? Are they very lonely?
That is the biggest and the first one, I would say. Loneliness is the number one on the call. They're lonely. They've either been widowed or they're on their own, or they certainly were extremely lonely during COVID, where they couldn't go out and they were suffering from anxiety, etc. You know, they were very, very lonely, you know.
Would they come straight out and tell you they're lonely, or do you have to kind of warm them up a little bit when they call?
No, initially you would have to warm them up.
Really?
But the main thing is you let them talk. What they want to do, they just want to talk and be listened to.
Yes.
And eventually they warm up to exactly where their issues are. But we let them, we tease it out, if you get my drift, you know?
Yes, of course. And it means the world to them.
Oh, do you know something? You've no idea. And I keep going back that loneliness is the biggest factor, that none of us really know the extent of it until I went on Senior Line.
Really?
It is incredible. Absolutely incredible. But, and again, we have people in nursing homes and they have no one to talk to.
Yes.
They would ring on a regular basis. So, and we have, as I said, it's a national, Ireland's national confidential telephone listening service, as you rightly said. And we have people from top of the country, Donegal, right down to Kerry, across Ireland. They ring from everywhere. And obviously in the country, there's much more isolation, you know.
You could be the only person they chat to all day.
Trust me, we are, in a lot of cases, the only person they will chat to all day. And in fact, someone might ring back if you're on at the night time.
Really?
They'd ring back at 10 to 10 and say good night. I just want to say good night. To have someone to say good night to,
it is desperate.
So important.
That's desperate.
No, it's terrible.
But it's so good that you're there to do this.
Well, that's exactly. And as I said, if we wanted to get a message across to the listeners, or to our callers, you're not alone.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't have to struggle through Christmas by yourself. A simple phone call to Senior Line, which is free phone, can make all the difference. And it does make all the difference by our feedback from our callers, you know.
Where do people find the line? Where do they tell you?
Well, that's exactly. I'll tell you now. I, as I said, found mine in the church, but yeah. A lot of people would have found them likewise in the church. But again, word of mouth would be a big factor, and also in GPs.
The GP offices. Clinics, yes.
You know, where the GP clinic, they would have them in a GP.
Older
you
people
know?
Are sitting there queuing and they see it on the notice board or whatnot.
They see it on the notice board. Or a lot of people, I say, because that's one of the questions, say, where did you hear of Senior Line? And they say, oh, a friend gave me the number, a friend, or we were at a meeting. They have obviously these meetings that they, what do you call it, they go to, and they say, oh, I ring Senior Line every, and they ring regularly, by the way. We would have a cohort of regular callers all the time, but also a load of new callers, you know.
I'll give the number now. I'll give it to you before you finish as well, Ethna. 1800 80 45 91, if people get their
That's
pen and
correct.
Papers. I'll give it again before we let go. And it's 10 o'clock in the morning till 10 in the evening.
Every right through all year, and even Christmas and New Year. And if they pick up the phone and ring that number, they'll have a bit of company, conversation and camaraderie, you know.
You get a lot out of it yourself, I'd say.
I do, actually. I do. I do, you know. And most of the volunteers do, even from feedback when we have our meetings.
Yeah.
Everybody enjoys it. But what we have, we keep saying, people want to be listened to.
Yeah, and taken seriously. And what about yourself?
And taken seriously.
If you're listening to a long day and you're listening to people who might have difficulties in families or they're just feeling lonely, do you have someone yourself then to talk to and look after yourself afterwards?
Oh, absolutely, we have indeed. And we also have our manager whom we can contact if we have any issues or whatever. Yes, we do, you know.
Yeah.
And we certainly have that on a regular basis. So we don't have a problem there, you know. But it's just that when you feel that you're doing good for somebody, yes, that's a good feeling.
That's
you know?
The thing. So you're doing your bit. And we're always saying here, when it comes to loneliness and people in rural isolation, and they can be isolated in towns and cities as well, we're asking, what can we do to help? What should we be doing? You're one of the best place people to ask. What should we do?
Absolutely. Contact Senior Line, no problem. Because people say all the time, I've been told to ring Senior Line. It's the best thing I have ever done. You know?
And when you're on the line to them, you advise them, don't you, to keep a bit of a structure, to have kind of purpose and duties for the day, to get out and about.
Oh, absolutely. And do things and kind of, you know, do something kind themselves for someone else, you know. Mm-hmm. And just do practice something for somebody else, you know. We do.
Yeah, it's a brilliant thing. Confidential listening service, as we said, and you're expecting 30,000 calls this year, the whole Senior Line, with just 75 volunteers. And Ethna, I just want to give the number one more time to people in case they were getting their pen and paper ready there. 1800 80 45 91. 1800 80 45 91. Thank you so much, Ethna Doyle.
Thank you very much, Oliver, for having us, OK?
Look after yourself.
And you too. Have a good one.
Bye-bye.
Text 51551. Oliver Callan on RTE Radio 1.